Worshipful brethren, brethren all, welcome to Freemasonry in 7 minutes or less.
Welcome to the spiritual course for Freemasons, Part 4. Over to you, Brother Earnshaw.
Thank you. This week I would like to talk about retreats. And this is a situation where you take yourself away from your daily life to engage in reflection and discussions about spiritual aspects. And I was listening myself to a podcast recently where they were talking about breathing. And we introduced this in the first lesson, how important breathing is. And the speaker suggested that perhaps breathing in a dark room would be very beneficial to people. So you can focus on the breathing without distraction. And it reminded me that in the old days, monks used to wear a garment with a very large hood on it. The hood's called a cowl, C-O-W-L. And you can cover your head and it comes way down in front of your face. And basically, you're in darkness. And so they would sit in a pew in a church or monastery or wherever they were, and they bring the cowl down and they're suddenly in their own world. And this is when they would pray and recite things, but this would be an interesting experiment for breathing. You can do it with a very large hoodie or something like that. Rather than just trying to find a dark room, which nowadays is nearly impossible. Anyway, so Masonic retreats, if you're by yourself, a cowl would work. But another way, of course, is to just go for a walk in a forest or in a park where there are as few people as possible, and perhaps take the book that you chose in lesson two and read the book in a forest, or read it out loud and think about it, or meditate on it. Just take one line and think about it and repeat that line. If you're in the cabin, then three or four of you can also go for a picnic, and then part of that would be meditation, deep reflection, or discussions about spiritual aspects of the books that you have decided upon previously. And then as a lodge, you could actually, the lodge could hire somewhere, like a resort place, like we did once in Japan. We're very close to military bases. We have so many military bases in Japan. We have 60 or 70 of them. But one of them is made just for recreation for the military. And it has golf courses. And it has cabins that you can rent very cheaply. So one of the military brothers rented this. And we spent a whole evening there talking about the lodge and spiritual things, and we ate some light food, and we must have gone on talking till 2 or 3 in the morning. But this is, you know, it just gets the whole, your mind thinking about the importance of spirituality in your life. And so this is one of the starting points, that your reading is something you've got to put into practice, we hope. And you'll find some philosophical gems, something to learn from it, and something to share with other people. And I think, you know, I'm very much into sharing, going out into the community and doing things. And this may be a great opportunity to have a retreat, either by yourself or as a cabin or as a lodge, and organize something. Yes. Mm.
Yes, very good. I think it's very important to have none of the stimulus of the modern world, family, or any other stressful commitments to get away and have a philosophical thinking retreat when yes. doing so. I think, yeah, it's an important thing to do. I mean, I know mine's quite extreme, but I went to the jungles of Peru to go and do an ayahuasca retreat. And
yes.
that was just for the solitude and the peace of mind for 3 weeks in the jungle without any spiritual overtones. It would have been transformative, but with that on top, it's quite a catalyst for development. But the thing is, like with anything that's intellectual or stimulating, when you hear somebody else's point of view, like with music, I know what music I like, but when I listen to somebody else's music, it's interesting. It's what their tastes are, and it's something that's not on your right. radar. So when you discover right. something new, it changes your tastes. It develops yeah. them. It enhances them. It doesn't damage them in any way. So yes, I think one of these retreats, nothing but positive things can come from it.
And it could come right after the lesson we had in lesson three about having yes. special speakers come. Mm. And so what the speaker talked about could then be taken over into a retreat where we talk or meditate on what he was talking mm. about.
Yeah.
I remember like about 15 years ago, I went on to a Zen temple for 3 days. Mm. And interestingly, it was organized by the Jesuits at Sophia University in Tokyo, run by the Jesuits, and they organized this Zen retreat. And we didn't talk for 3 days. It's just no talking.
I would like that.
And so you had three sessions of meditating, facing a wall, cross-legged. And then first thing in the morning, we had a simple breakfast, but there was no meat. It was just vegetables.
Mm.
And it was delicious, really, really well cooked. And then we started cleaning the temple for about an hour, washing windows, sweeping with a wet rag, running along the floor with your backside in the air. And then after that, we went for the meditation. After that was lunch. It was just that, those three things, one after the other, cleaning, eating, and meditating. Three, four times a day for 3 days.
Oh,
and no talking.
Yes. Silentium est aureum. Silence is golden.
Oh.
Hippocrates. Yeah, it is important to clean the mind of any stimulus when approaching these higher subjects. It's
yes. important. It's a kind of walking meditation. Which,
yes. Yes.
You know, that's another thing, you know, when you're self walking and meditating at the same time, is actually you've got to focus on your breath, you've got to still yourself, but at the same time, you're moving forward.
Yes. You know, yeah, that's when I've had my greatest developments is during walking meditations, because they come out of nowhere.
Yeah. Great.
Well. On that note, I hope you have the success that we've had. If you have any questions, please email on the link below. We now part on the square, and we will meet soon. Thank you and goodbye.
Goodbye.